We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A new report that recently came out reveals that deaths among millennials due to drug misuse are up, and suicide deaths are also at an all-time high. And with me for this segment, I have Dr. Benjamin Miller, Chief Strategist Officer of Wellbeing Trust, and we're going to be talking about the results of this new report. Thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Now, before we get into the results of this latest report, give us an actual definition of millennials. What age bracket are we talking about here?
Well, if you are 23 to 38 years old, then you are a millennial. That's the easiest way to say it. People quibble over what year it started and what year it ended, but basically it's 1981 to 1996.
Okay, now give us some of the details from this report, and if you can, give us some of the specific details about how it relates to us here in Southern California.
Absolutely. So our new brief from our Pain in the Nation series examines the growing and devastating tolls of alcohol, drug misuse, and suicide on our nation. This particular report focused on millennials, so that population we just described, 23 to 38. And we found that we're witnessing these deaths at an exponential rate for this population. Actually, combined, these deaths of despair, drug, alcohol, and suicide have led to the longest sustained decline in American life expectancy since the First World War. That's 151,000 lives we lost last year, one person every 3.5 minutes. Our latest report focuses on the millennial generation, and the reason we did this is because we saw an exponential increase in that population dying prematurely to drug, alcohol, and suicide. And so in the report, we highlight some of the reasons why we think this is happening and offer up solutions as to what we can do as a nation.
Now, what are some of the statistics? Can you give us some of those numbers?
Absolutely. So let's look at alcohol, for example. During the past decade, so 2007 to 2017, among that millennial population, alcohol-induced death rates increased by 69%. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of lives lost. When we look at suicide, we see a 7% increase just in the last year. And then when we look at drugs, we actually find that 1999 to 2017, opioid overdose death rates among millennials increased by more than 500%. And so these numbers are striking, they're terrifying, and we're somewhat at risk of being desensitized to them because of how many they actually are.
Do you have any numbers or any statistics that relate to California or Southern California?
We have statistics specific to California that you can find on our website. So if you go to paininthenation.org, you can actually click on a map and you can look at specifically at California. You can look at all the states if you want, and you can see how California is faring to the rest of the nation. And I will tell you, no matter where you see California sit on that map, none of us are doing really well with this. Our nation is struggling addressing mental health and addiction. We haven't done a great job, and I think part of the reason why we see the rise and increase in deaths to drug, alcohol, and suicide is because of our inability to tackle it.
Now, how are these stats actually compiled?
These are based on CDC data. So for the Center for Disease Control, they put out data on how people die, so mortality data. And so we're able to look and see why people died, how they died, and then we're able to report on it. What we did, though, that I think is interesting from a data perspective is that we looked at the trend starting in 1999. So we actually looked from 1999 to 2017. So if your listeners go to the website, you can actually see the little line on the graph continue to go up, which is part of the reason why we're calling out this issue as one of the most important but yet unaddressed topics that our nation needs to face.
And what is that website where they can go to find those statistics?
They can find this at paininthenation.org.
Okay, that's paininthenation.org?
Correct.
Okay, now what are some of the policies and programs that need to be considered in an effort to stem this problem?
Good question. So we actually have quite a few that we highlight in the report. I'll just give you a few for your listeners. One, we believe that we have to prioritize childhood risk and protective factors and emphasize prevention in ways that we haven't. So we've got to look upstream. We've got to look at the kids as they're being born into a generation that has had a profound experience with drug and alcohol and suicide. That's number one. We've got to invest in prevention. Number two, we've got to make sure that mental health and substance misuse services are more readily available. If any of your listeners have tried to seek out mental health services, they know how challenging and frustrating it is to find somebody that can see you. So we call to action the need to integrate more seamlessly mental health within the fabric of healthcare. And then last but not least, we have to recognize the multi-generational impact of alcohol and drug misuse on our society. It's not just about the person that you heard about that might have died by suicide or drug or alcohol. It's about the kids and the next generation. How do we incorporate policies that look beyond just kind of the individual that's suffering right now and take into account the family and the community?
Now, is there any reason why these numbers are going up? I know opioids are a big problem, but is there, and I know that these are just numbers, but is there any reasoning why the death rates and why suicides, why they're all continuing to rise?
I don't think there's one clear reason. I think there's several reasons that I can kind of piece together. So let me give you a couple of them. There are social factors. We know that one in three individuals in the United States expresses feeling lonely. We know that 54% of millennials, again, the population that we study in this report, feel like no one really knows them, even though, ironically, they're more connected to technology than any other generation. There are economic factors. More millennial households are in poverty than households headed by any other generation. And we know that 39% of Americans have delayed accessing care because of concerns about cost. So we don't necessarily have the economic resources to get and seek care. And then finally, there's healthcare factors. You may have 6 in 10 individuals that want to seek services, but we know that most people don't receive services. So how do we create, you know, social, economic, and healthcare drivers that allow us to finally and firmly, comprehensively attack this issue?
Now, those are mainly healthcare-specific problems that millennials have to deal with. Are there any other problems that they face?
Well, I think there's quite a few. I mean, you think about millennials right now are the generation that have had or are having children. And so when we think about a millennial that maybe dies prematurely to drug, alcohol, and suicide, what happens to that child? This is the cycle that I think is a little bit unfair and terrifying, frankly, that we've got children that are growing up experiencing trauma at a young age, or toxic stress, as we sometimes call it. And children that experience those type of situations and toxic stress, they typically have higher rates of health risks, higher rates of mental health. And so we perpetuate the cycle. So I say from a millennial perspective, we've got to be able to look at this generationally. So that's part of the reason why we call this out in the report. It's not just about the millennials. Yes, that's important. And let's pay attention to them. Let's use technology to reach them. But let's also pay attention to their kids.
Do you have any suggestions on how to talk with your loved ones if you're actually concerned that they are having a substance abuse, a disorder, or mental health issues?
Absolutely. Well, the first most important thing is just to have the conversation. Unfortunately, in our society, we're somewhat scared or terrified of even having that initial conversation. We can put it off on stigma or just not knowing what to say. So tonight, when your listeners get home or tomorrow, whenever, if they simply go to the dinner table and they maybe reference the story that they heard on the radio and they ask their kids, they ask their spouse, they ask their loved ones, how are you doing? Have you heard anything about mental health? What do you think about mental health? Being able to have those conversations normalizes it. And that is one of the most important ways we're going to be able to change the narrative around health in this country, is simply to start by talking about it.
So if someone would like to get more information or they would like to find out how they can get help, what would you suggest?
Absolutely. So some of the first things that you can do is understand where you live and what your coverage is. And so if you live in Southern California, you probably know the 6 different people that you should reach out to. But a really sneaky way to find out who you can find that could help you is on the back of your insurance card if you have insurance and lucky enough to have it. You can call numbers and people can take care of you there. Obviously, if you're in acute crisis, there's suicide hotline numbers that you can call. And frankly, this day and age, if you are looking for care, simply going and turning on the internet and looking for something that might be able to find, you know, give you help in your community is one of the easiest ways that we can get access to somebody.
Okay, great. Now, as we get ready to close, what would be the main takeaway from this report that we all should be aware of?
Well, we've got to address issues that matter. I mean, tackling the obstacles that prevent people from having a healthy and fulfilling life and upholding our responsibility to improve the health and well-being of our communities, it's on us. We have to do this. No place is this more apparent than with millennials, those who are about to have families of their own. If we fail them, fail those millennials, we're literally failing the next generation and will not break the cycle of despair.
Okay, great. And give us that website again where they can get the complete report.
Complete reports available at paininthenation.org, paininthenation.org.
Okay, Dr. Benjamin Miller, Chief Strategy Officer for Wellbeing Trust, a national foundation dedicated to advancing the mental, social, and spiritual health of the nation. And we've been talking about a new report that reveals the deaths among millennials due to drug misuse and suicide are on the increase. Thank you very much once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.